This is Kelly Blewett. I'm here to talk about poet and scholar Kevin Young's new book, Bunk: The Rise of Hoaxes, Humbug, Plagiarists, Phonies, Post-Facts, and Fake News. This ambitious, lyrical book offers a fascinating history of the hoax and a chilling indictment of our current moment. Young, who is the incoming poetry editor at The New Yorker, opens his tale in the 19th century, the days of P.T. Barnum, Arthur Conan Doyle, and Edgar Allan Poe. He pulls back history's gauzy curtain to reveal hoaxes and circus tents and sideshows. He recalls spiritualism, sensationalism, trials of the century, mystification. But Young is not content to remain in the sepia-toned past. And I quote here, "If all of this sounds familiar, it is because the transformative advent of the penny press most resembles the current change demonstrated, if not caused, by the internet," end quote. Shifting effortlessly from the 19th century to the 21st, Young draws connections between words like swindler, diddling, and confidence man, and their contemporary counterparts like truthiness and fake news. In both cases, a disenfranchised racial other haunts the discourse. Young begins with P.T. Barnum, and he ends with Michael Brown. What he calls the exotic other, the dark double, is a key player in historical and contemporary hoaxes. From the colonialists who donned red face to confuse the British during the Boston Tea Party, to Najd, who co-opted a Navajo identity to get published in the Esquire and was outed the very month that James Frey admitted to grossly misrepresenting the facts of his own life in the best-selling book A Million Little Pieces. More than simply recounting these incidents and dozens more, Young uses them to facilitate his larger project, a theorizing of the hoax itself and the fantasies that it reveals. Like a joke that brings down the house, the hoax unites a cunning speaker with a crowd who wants to be fooled. And today, the stakes are higher than ever. Positioning this as the age of euphemism, Young examines how the effects of the hoax's inheritance impacts American politics, literature, and everyday life. Already longlisted for a National Book Award in nonfiction, this tour de force is not to be missed. This review originally appeared in Book Page. More information on this title can be found on our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Kelly Blewett.